This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. I have not known what day it is all week.
I was thinking earlier it was Thursday, but that's tomorrow. All right, so I can't tell you that we're almost through the week, so that Jennifer is going to upset with me. But we are one-third of the way through the year, Jennifer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to present you a good day with the likes of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV show with Victoria starting out this hour. A lot of violence again in the trending world, it would seem, Victoria.
It's true, but we will start with a weather story that's a little bit weird. In Greene County, Ohio, I'm sure you know where that is, Doug.
I do.
Southwest Ohio, barns and other buildings were damaged and trees toppled over yesterday afternoon, and the National Weather Service is investigating to see if it was possibly a tornado, but they're not actually sure. There is some very weird video that looks very ominous Harry Potter clouds, Kara gets that reference, and then possible spirals of tornadoes, but no one's really sure. And so that's why they said the suspected tornado was 44 years to the day after deadly tornadoes struck the same place, killing 167 people and damaging thousands of homes. So this is Greene and Clark counties, and the National Weather Service investigators will be visiting all day today trying to figure out what exactly is going on. They said based on radar evidence and damage reports, it's believed that it was a tornado, but they're still investigating more. So far, no injuries, which is great. Just
that area.
Some weird building stuff.
Not far from Dayton, Miamisburg, the area that is actually not far from the Cincinnati airport, sort of in that corridor that's there. The kind of weather that presents itself this time of year, it's a little far north. I was in school, actually, when that last thing happened in Ohio. The weather this week has been from California. Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong. Monday was wet and a little wild. Was it Monday or Sunday? What was the weather like in California on Monday?
We haven't had any rain in a little while. So it's been nice. It's starting to cool off a little bit. It's actually pretty warm, and then now it's cooling off. Well, I don't want to say cooling off because it's in the 70s.
Oh, my God. You Californians. Kill me.
65, 70-ish.
I'm going back there today. Yeah. Keep it warm. I'll be back this afternoon.
It was the rain Saturday. Hopefully we'll get some rain.
There's a swath of weather that came across the country that was warm clashing with the cold, and that's what always creates these tornadoes, or the effect of the wind and when systems collide like that this time of year. There's wind blowing through. I think it's probably windy in New York this morning, isn't it, Victoria?
We had wind warnings, and right now it's so foggy we look like a little coastal town in Maine.
Yeah, the fog
like a fishing
holds,
village.
It's the same way here in suburban Boston. Carol, what's it like in Washington?
It's been rainy for the last couple days, or gray. I think it's supposed to be in the mid-60s today, which is actually really nice, but it's going to be classic spring and rainy, which is
I just
great.
Was looking at a notice that came from American about flight delays today that are possible. I don't see that happening until later on this afternoon. I usually manage to get out on a wing and a freight just before, let's close the place down. But there is some weather to be dealt with because that's the time of year that we are living in. Okay, so what about the shooting at YouTube headquarters?
Right,
Victoria?
That, of course, is the biggest story, and investigators are still looking into that. They're trying to figure out what the possible motive could have been. This woman was a 39-year-old woman. Her name was Naseem Agdam, and she's a San Diego resident. And according to her social media accounts, she apparently had some beef with YouTube, saying that they were discriminating against her videos, many of which focused on animal rights and veganism. This drives me insane when someone who promotes animal, who's all about animal rights and veganism,
well, they are insane.
Shoots someone.
But they are, by definition.
I know, it's
they
extreme.
They are insane.
It's,
yeah.
It's all extreme, yeah.
When's the last time a woman was involved in one of these
I know.
Things?
It's very bizarre.
It can happen.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it can. Yep.
So according to
a recipe, but then there's the outliers.
Mm-hmm. According to her YouTube, or according to one of her social media pages, she wrote, "YouTube filtered my channels to keep them from getting views. There is no free speech in the real world, and you will be suppressed for telling the truth that is not supported by the system. Videos of targeted users are filtered and merely relegated so that people can hardly see their videos." So apparently she has been complaining about YouTube for a while. And
wow.
This was not a domestic thing, right?
No.
They didn't think that she knew anyone there, just that she had a problem with the company.
YouTube.
This is what drives me nuts. Because we're in this point where women don't do these kind of crimes unless they're scorned by a man, that's what was being reported yesterday, that this was probably a domestic issue.
Oh, I didn't hear that at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want to know the most bizarre part of the whole story that I heard? So her dad said those same things, that she seemed to have been having problems with YouTube, that she'd been at home complaining about them recently. But he said that, I guess, they reported her missing a few hours before the whole thing happened, and they called the police to report her missing, and the father said that they also said that she might be heading to YouTube headquarters. And then the police called them a few hours later to say that she'd been found in her car and that everything was under control. I guess they're checking now to make sure that the police actually... They don't know whether they actually heard the warning about YouTube or not, but it's very bizarre that the parents actually seem to know that that's maybe where she was going. Mm. I can't imagine having that much of a beef with a company. Like, that seems to be how people deal with their issues now, instead of, like, just getting another hobby or, you know, complaining or something. They go and shoot people up. I don't understand that.
Where'd you get the gun? Anybody have any idea yet where that gun came from?
No.
No. Well, it's one of these, the insanity of all of this is that this person was an insane person and ought not to have had a gun, so it'll be interesting as this unfolds to figure out where the trail leads in terms of ownership.
I know that's the easiest place to go, but I think the story that we need to really focus on is the insanity. And I know everybody wants to focus on the guns.
I want to know about she's insane. But I also want to know where the gun came from.
Well, I just was reading a story over the weekend that London, which has many gun control measures, has overcome the murders that happened in New York City, and they're being done with knives. And so until we start dealing with why...
They always had a knife problem in London, though. That's
So then
too.
Do we start outlawing silverware? I mean, that's what I'm getting at here, is we need to start dealing with the reason that people are doing this. Otherwise, creative, crazy people will find another way to put harm and to harm other people if they're feeling bad about themselves. It's just always going to be the case, and we got to get to the bottom of that. It's becoming epidemic, and we're talking about this way too often.
Well, we sure are. So just as a reference to London, there was something that happened there in the last 24 hours or so, right? Anybody follow up on that?
I believe it was yesterday, and they haven't found any information. The London police are being very typical of themselves. They're going around and knocking on doors and trying to do everything that they can to find out information. But, yeah, it was a 17-year-old girl was shot in one area, and then unrelated to that, a 15-year-old boy was shot, and both of them were killed. And they don't have any reasons for why it happened. They were unrelated, so I don't know if those were domestic, if it was just a random person who went out and shot two different people at two different times. I don't know. But, yeah, it's a very unheard of. It's a story that you don't hear very often there, so it's bizarre.
Well, while we're in England, we probably ought to be studying the royal parenting rules that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will have to follow when they have their children. Apparently, there are rules for members of the royal family. They have a lot of rules, including how to parent. The parenting rules, are they set by the Queen, by the royal family, by protocol? I would wonder how that works and whether it's different for... There's no case in recent history where a royal has married another royal, right? This is always pretty much a commoner marrying a commoner. I always love those terms.
I think that's so funny. You know, Meghan Markle and
commoner.
I think it's very fitting, though, that Diana's two boys, and she had such an influence over them, that both of them would choose wonderful commoner women.
Yeah.
You know?
They can choose other families. There have been certain examples of that. I think before, was it Edward who married the woman from New Jersey that nobody liked? Was it? And abdicated?
Sarah.
Fergie's from New Jersey.
No. The woman, this is back in before.
Oh, it was Andrew, right?
World War II. Wallace Simpson.
No, Wallace Simpson, right. Yeah. Right. That was in the
30s. She was from New Jersey? I thought she was from D.C.
What's the other royal dating pool? That's my question.
Yeah.
Where do they live? What's the alternative?
There are other families of stature. If you remember Downton Abbey, the way that they
They're like lords and ladies all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like lower stature, but they still, I don't know,
come from
some kind of royal line.
Yeah, so distinguished families that have blue blood in their veins instead
nobility.
Of red blood. Yeah, they're all nobles.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Speaking of also the nobles, the prince has gone into the hospital, but he's going to have hip surgery. 96-year-old Prince Philip admitted to the hospital. His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh admitted to King Edward VII Hospital for planned surgery on his hip. So he missed the Easter service, apparently, alongside the Queen, not able to attend services last week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Something that somebody who's 96, I think if I was 96 and I was having hip trouble, I'd let it go. But,
you know, I thought
the
that
hip
too.
Operations, you know, they use a chainsaw. Literally a chainsaw to cut your
break you apart.
Hip off. Yes, right.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But isn't the recovery of that extensive?
It's hard. It's a lot of physical therapy. Mm. And it's messy. It's really, and it's, but you can't get around. I guess that's the way to do it. But
loved it. She got it done later in life. But the minute it was a hard recovery, but it was a pretty quick recovery. And she felt great.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good luck after all
so
of
good
that.
Good luck, Philip.
Who are planning, other than Philip, anybody else who's planning on having hip surgery. It's very common now. But it's really a mess. And they take out so much stuff and put in so much stuff. Good spirits, though. He was reported in good spirits, so that's good news. 19 past the hour here on the DJV show.
This time of year, I don't have kids. I have eligible dependents. I'm not just a woman. I'm the head of household. And I don't file taxes. I file a 1099 with Schedule C and Form 5329.
Staples has everything you need for tax season, including the latest software like TurboTax. So get the help you need to file with confidence. And now TurboTax is up to $10 off at Staples.
Now I have to take my eligible dependents to soccer practice.
Staples. Less tax stress equals more tax success. Expires 4/14/18.
Hi friends, it's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event. And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like 8 Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Thank you. face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now 23 and a half after the hour on the DJV show, Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I, with a view toward what was on the tube and what is on the tube. I watched Bull last night, another good episode. They always have such interesting stories about interesting people, and it's very little, if any, violence. It's stories that are well thought out, well done. So it's a show I would recommend to anybody who has time, 9 o'clock Eastern time on Tuesday evenings. All right, Jen or Victoria, Kara, anybody see anything else that was good last night?
I didn't see any TV last night, so
yeah,
I can't contribute.
I got home very late from work last night, so I missed out too, but I'll be catching up tonight.
For those of you who are striving for something better on television, Jennifer's got the list for tonight.
Yeah, there's some interesting stuff on tonight. On Investigation Discovery, the season premiere of Murder Chose Me, that starts with a retired homicide detective with a 99% solve rate. Returns for a second season of true crime dramas at 10 o'clock on Investigation Discovery. Glam Masters is new tonight with Laverne Cox at 10 o'clock on Lifetime. Cheap Eats, that's affordable on the Cooking Channel at 10. And then the mid-season finale, we got to all tune into this. The Secret Lives of the Super Rich on CNBC. That's at 10 o'clock. Iron Chef Gauntlet on the Food Network starts up. It's their season premiere at 9 o'clock. And, ladies, The Real Housewives of New York City. That's
Woo-hoo!
The season premiere tonight on Bravo.
Yes.
At 9 o'clock. Yeah. Now, some other stuff on the networks. The ABC block is all new tonight. The Goldbergs, Alice Inc., Modern Family, American Housewife, and Designated Survivor, all new. American Housewife was actually directed by Helen Hunt this week, so that's kind of an interesting note if you're a fan of hers.
Boy, she changed. Have you seen how she looks? Helen Hunt?
She looks very different, yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She looks really different, yeah.
I think that's really the understatement of the year.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. CBS has a new Survivor tonight at 8, followed by a repeat of NCIS and then a brand new Criminal Minds at 10. CW has a new Life Sentence tonight at 9 o'clock. Fox has a new Empire and Star. And NBC's The Blacklist is new tonight at 8.
That's a good show. There's good stories there as well. All right, moving into the music news, a couple of Crows are in the news. Cameron Crowe, will start with him first, going to produce a documentary about David Crosby, his life, his music, subject of this new documentary. This fellow Crowe is an Academy Award-winning filmmaker. In addition to producing the documentary, Crowe has conducted a lot of interviews with Crosby that will cast a new light on him, supposedly. I don't know. We all have our stories or have heard our stories about Crosby. He was with the Birds, and his name, obviously, as the beginning name in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, which later became Crosby, Stills & Young. He wrote and directed the musical documentaries Pearl Jam 20 and The Union, making a feature in a collaboration between Elton John and Leon Russell as well. He said, quote, David Crosby has been near the forefront of music and social change for the past four decades. He's 76, forging a new path by seeking out younger musicians and younger women to impregnate, trying to make a mark in the world that is different from what it was like in the 60s. Yes, that is true.
Well, he's the baby daddy of one of Melissa Etheridge's kids,
yes,
or maybe two of them.
He's done a couple of
donations.
Stints. And the other crow is Cheryl Crow, who is auctioning a horseback ride for women's charity. If you like the idea of galloping across open fields on a horse, along with Cheryl Crow, who's quite a horsewoman, I'm told, Grammy-winning rock star as well, your dream can come true. She's teamed up with the charitable fundraising site Omaze. Is that how you pronounce that? Omaze?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
To offer a chance to go riding on her ranch for a good cause. Site says, quote, all you're going to have to do to have some fun is pack your favorite cowboy boots as you and a friend are off to Music City to visit Cheryl at her ranch. First, you'll saddle up and join Cheryl for a fun horseback ride. If you're a beginner, well, bring some straps or something to hold you on. If they do it in the paddock, it'll be okay, because there's not much danger there. And then you can bond with Cheryl over her music and her life and that kind of stuff. A good conversation. The offer is in support of the Pink Lotus Foundation, which is a nonprofit that helps low-income, uninsured, and underinsured women receive free breast cancer screening. She did have breast cancer.
She's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought. Variety donation levels are available from $10 to 50. But, you can give as much as you want to if you believe in it. So you can check that out. Cheryl Crow, nice idea. 28 after the hour here on the DJB Show.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great. Expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my four C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I just need a little me time!
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What will you do today to be a winner? 34 after the hour, we're working on making it a memorable day for you. We include me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schillen. If you're traveling today like I am, you may be interested to know that there are new requirements cooking, brewing, if you will, for travelers who come to our country. Nearly all of those who apply for a visa, 14 million or so a year, may soon have to provide every social media handle that they've used in the past 5 years. Won't this be interesting? State Department proposal says that they want to find out more about you and where you're coming from. If it's approved, the new requirement could change and vastly increase the number of foreigners the U.S. government monitors through social media. Is this a good idea or not? What is this part of the anti-terror efforts that involve what some describe as extreme vetting of foreigners? American Civil Liberties Union says that the plan to expand the social media program to all visa applicants would have a chilling effect on applicants and their freedom of speech. Why would that apply to people if they are not Americans?
Why would that speech?
Well, right. The American Civil Liberties Union is about Americans and their civil liberties. So if somebody's coming here,
right?
Yeah, if somebody's coming here from Saudi Arabia What is it?
They don't have the same rights.
Yeah.
But if they get a visa, aren't they, if they have an American visa, don't they then fall under the civil rights of Americans if you're living here?
Well, I don't know why.
Right? If you have a visa and you're living here, why would you no longer, why would you not have the same civil liberties?
You got to have the visa. The point is you got to get the visa first. And
right.
That's, I think, what they're making it more difficult to get visas.
I think
what
they're more concerned with, there was a longer statement that they issued. I think what they're concerned with, which is where I'm conflicted as well. I agree and disagree with this. When we look back at so many issues of shootings and terrorist attacks, and if you look at their social media, so many times there were hints right there. So I understand why it's important to have that on the radar.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the ACLU is concerned that some of the postings that people make on social media might be misconstrued. And so I can understand that as well. So it's, I don't know how, if this is going to go through all the way. I think they have until, I think, I guess the public has until May 29th to comment on the proposal. It's before the Office of Management and Budget, which I don't know why they're the ones making this decision. But
yeah.
Here's
a
question. If people are coming here from other countries and they are, I don't know, talking about terrorism or something on their Facebook page, are they stupid enough to continue doing that and to keep it up if they're coming here and they know that it's going to be viewed when they come through?
Lots of people are blatant about that. Yeah, I think, and that's
you're proud of it. Maybe you don't see any reason to take it down or something. But
and I think that's kind of the rub of this whole thing. If you're stupid enough to be able to do, if you're stupid enough to do that, right? Then we should be smart enough to take that into consideration as you're trying to knock at the door.
But there's also other things that you're supposed to hand over disclose every social media handle that you've ever had. That I don't know how they could even.
So how are they
going to
find out if you don't give
them
everything? That's the other
right,
side.
Right. That's exactly
so,
it. I've had a million different Twitter handles in the last 10 years. So I wouldn't even probably remember all of them.
You're definitely a shady character. I wouldn't give you a visa if you were coming to this country. No way.
I agree with you, Doug. I wouldn't let me in either.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm offended by that. But the thing is, though,
yeah.
The larger issue with this is that if you don't disclose all of your, let's say Twitter, we'll just use Twitter. If you don't disclose all your former Twitter handles, those accounts are no longer visible, which means Twitter and all the social media companies are going to have to get involved. And what are they going to disclose? What are they not going to disclose? It's going to become like, you know, when if they find an iPhone after a crime and Apple refused to unlock the phone, that kind of a thing, it's going to be a much bigger issue.
Here's my read on this. This is another one of these attempts by this administration to throw something against the wall and see if it sticks, to get people to think, oh, well, maybe I better not apply because there may be something they'll find. It's a way of keeping it's counterproductive in a way, but it's productive in another way. I think one of the great things about our country is that we certainly have diversity, and much of it starts from people coming here, visiting, and deciding they want to stay here, and that's healthy. There are, however, some circumstances in which the situation is not. It's giving somebody a visa just because they say they want to come may not be warranted.
Yeah.
The airlines don't like this idea. Tourism don't. There's nobody that's involved in the two-way travel of people coming and going that likes this idea.
I think this social media thing is less about the people who come here and they go, oh, wow, you know, Nebraska's kind of pretty. I think I'd like to stay and make a life. I think this is about the forced refugees, the people that were coming here in the thousands and the tens of thousands.
So why did they just say that? Is that discriminatory, just to put it that way?
Well, no, I don't think we have the official statement as to who this is all about. We're looking at the ACLU's response to it, which, pardon me, but I don't necessarily always buy into everything because they're gonna spin things for their own political gain, as do many organizations.
Yep.
But if this is set up and you're trying to vet refugees and you want to know who's coming here, then I think it's perfectly appropriate to see if they have social media accounts that says Death to America if we're trying to get an idea of who a person is before we stamp their
papers.
So
what happens in that situation? If someone comes to this country and you look at their social media and you find something to be kind of suspicious, not necessarily Death to America, but, you know, maybe they've got a video or something that could maybe be associated with ISIS, do we detain them or do we just send them back?
Bye, Felicia. Yeah. Gotta go.
So then, yeah, it's interesting because then send people back, but they still exist and still hate America. So, yeah.
But you know what? They can hate America somewhere else. I don't know why we have to let people in that hate America. By nature, if you are immigrating here, you should be excited about coming here. You should want to assimilate. You should like where you're going.
I'm going to apply for a visa to go to Uganda, and I have social media that says I hate Uganda and Ugandans.
You're not getting in. I guarantee you, if you have social media that says, I hate Uganda, and you're not going to be let in. You just wouldn't be. You would be vetted.
So,
and we're really silly that we're one of the only countries that don't do that kind of thing.
Here's the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia who's come to town, speaking of travel. A thawing of relations, including a focus on Israel. This is something that has never been said before by any leader of Saudi Arabia. He said yesterday in an interview that Israelis have the right to their own land, even though Saudi Arabia doesn't formally recognize Israel, at least they haven't to this point. The Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman says in an interview he gave yesterday at the Atlantic magazine, quote, I believe that each people anywhere have a right to live in their peaceful nation. I believe the Palestinians and the Israelis have a right to have their own land. And some side comments, less diplomatic comments. He also declared that Iran's supreme leader, how would he pronounce his name? I never do it right. Khamenei. Anyway, he says that he's the closest thing to Adolf Hitler that we have alive on the planet today, because he wants to conquer the world. He is the head of a triangle of evil with the Muslim Brotherhood and other Muslim terrorist organizations. He said, quote, I believe the Iranian supreme leader makes Hitler look good, in fact. Hitler didn't do what the supreme leader is trying to do. Hitler tried to conquer Europe. The supreme leader in Iran is trying to conquer the world. Wow.
Well, Arabs and Muslims, and certainly no surprise that they don't have anything nice to say about each other.
Well, many people think that Arabs and Muslims are the same thing.
Oh, no.
That's why
no.
It raises eyebrows, because a lot of people think that that's the jib from which he is cut. But obviously, he's interested in making it in the real world, and with all the focus on things as the world changes, and many of the things that have come out of Israel, that come out of Saudi Arabia are negative when it comes to women, that all has to, well, it doesn't have to change.
The fact that he's talking about Israel is...
Yeah, that's
huge.
A big deal. Yeah.
Amazing.
And the fact that he compares Iran's leader to Adolf Hitler is also pretty interesting. All right, ladies, let's check the sports news, see what's happening with Shaq. Victoria, you want to bring us up to date on his new role? This is I think he's a very interesting character, by the way. I find him an appealing, likable character, don't you?
I do, yeah. Shaq's a lot of fun. Yeah. He says some dumb stuff sometimes, but it's always funny, at least.
Don't we all?
Well, his new role is going to be with Kingsguard Gaming. Now, this is a new esports team that has been started by the Sacramento Kings, and so their esports team will be called Kingsguard. And they announced that Shaquille O'Neal will be the new team's general manager, and this is called the NBA 2K Esports League. Now, this is the video gaming league that we've been hearing about for a while. When you hear about these teams of players playing video games and competing against other teams, sort of like mathletes would be. So now this has hit the NBA in a pretty big way, and they will have 102 players in the upcoming draft, and they're not drafting basketball players, they're drafting gamers. It's a little bizarre, but there's a lot of money in this. And the cool thing about it is when they select their team, they have six players, and they actually, these guys are and women, are moving to Sacramento. As soon as they get drafted, they will live and practice in the same sports venue as the NBA team. And so they have world-class care and treatment. They're in the practice facility. They have all sorts of perks, just like the regular NBA athletes do. And the league itself will consist of 17 teams and 102 players. It starts in May. And it's going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be televised. There's a lot of buzz about it. Yeah. I've seen it on TV where you just see these two teams of gamers playing against each other. It does nothing for me, but I know that this is big business, so it'll be cool to see.
The first year I worked at KBC in 93 and 94, that winter of 93, 94, I lived in Manhattan Beach, about three blocks up
from
the beach.
Oh, I love it there. That's so pretty.
And just below me, Shaquille O'Neal lived. And to see him, he would walk around in the neighborhood, and it was when he was first becoming famous. But Manhattan Beach is a pretty white community. To see this big black guy walking around, people who didn't know who he was, you know, they kind of, ugh. I remember having a conversation with him once and walking to the beach. He was almost silly. He was, even then he was silly. He was fun silly, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, so Jen, Steph Curry is outranking popcorn in the stadiums? Hello?
Yeah, well, the Philadelphia 76ers, their on-court product has improved quite dramatically this season. But according to the Golden State Warriors point guard Steph Curry, their arena concessions could use a little work. Curry is known for his love of food and for his snacking habits. He recently convinced a fan to get him some popcorn while he was sitting on the bench at the NBA All-Star game. He was on ESPN's Get Up, and Curry, one of the NBA's premier popcorn aficionados, I'll have you know, told Jalen Rose that Philadelphia's Wells Fargo Center has the worst popcorn in the NBA. The best right now is probably Miami, he said. It always comes out fresh and hot, salty, and a little bit of butter. The worst, he said, probably Philly right now. He said he went on to make sure to clarify that that was no knock on the city or anything, just simply the popcorn.
Nice. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood when you've got that kind of a focus. So,
oh yeah,
Steph Curry.
When you're good enough
to
play basketball and you can sit on the bench and rank popcorn.
Right.
We were talking earlier about people getting visas and what's going on social media. Perfect way for us to entree a conversation about the executive privacy opportunity from Reputation Defender. If you have not Googled yourself recently, or if you have a business and you haven't Googled that to find out what people are saying about you on all the social media, maybe it's time for you to do just that. Maybe somebody said to you, hey, did you see what somebody said about you online? And if you haven't, and then you did, and you don't like whatever has been said, if you become a victim, protect yourself. Protect your privacy. Protect your family, your business with executive privacy, a great new idea from Reputation Defender. Who would have thought there'd be a business in this? But there is, because there's so much of this crud online. You know it. I know it. We talk about it all the time here. And Reputation Defender is the leader in this field. Makes the web safer, cleaner, better for you. Executive privacy. Your personal information is scrubbed clean. Online searches continue. They take on the task, and they do it well. So if this is something that you would like to take advantage of, it's very affordable, very good for business. Call 844-432-4886 and ensure that you and your family's information, your business information, is safe and correct. Make that call, 844-432-4882, Reputation Defender. You can go online to ReputationDefender.com/Doug to learn more. Reputation Defender, 844-432-4882.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour now in the Tech Talk section of, or segment, however you want to review what we're doing here. Tech Talk, technology in the conversation. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. What to do with your gift cards that you have from Toys R Us from last Christmas? Well, I suppose if you're really creative and you want to save money getting a new mattress, you can, you want to explain this? I'm not quite sure I understand what this is all about, Victoria.
Right. Well, of course, Toys R Us stores are no longer around, and so Toys R Us is gone. If you do have a leftover gift card, everyone has been wondering, well, what do you do? If you've got a $100 gift card, you just throw it out? Well, apparently, Bed Bath & Beyond, which sounds like a very weird combination between Toys R Us and Bed Bath & Beyond, but essentially, Bed Bath & Beyond is buying Toys R Us's debt in the form of gift cards. And so they've partnered with a company called Card Cash, which is an online gift card marketplace that is purchasing your Toys R Us gift cards with a balance of $20 or more at a discount only until 11:59 p.m. on April 5th. So, if you have a Toys R Us gift card, either go on to Bed Bath & Beyond's website, and there you can find the whole section there for Toys R Us cards, or go to a local store, hand over your Toys R Us gift card, and you will get an automatic, right away, you will get a Bed Bath & Beyond gift card. Now, it won't be a dollar-for-dollar exchange rate, though. Really? The current exchange rate is $64.20 of Bed Bath & Beyond money, will if you have a $100 gift card from Toys R Us, you will get $64.20 in value at Bed Bath & Beyond. And so they're saying that if you have nowhere else to take your gift cards from Toys R Us, at least you're not getting the full value, but at least you're getting most of the value. Hmm. And you can start shopping immediately at Bed Bath & Beyond. So you also can, if there is still a Toys R Us store, a brick-and-mortar store that's near you that is still open, because a lot of them are just closing as soon as they get rid of their inventory, you do have until April 21st to try to use your gift card there. But it might be a better deal to just go to Bed Bath & Beyond.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's some interesting news that is, in some ways, technologically related for sure. Let's get some other tech news and then move into a new law you'll be interested to hear about right here.
The Geek Out.
Ford's newest models are fully connected to the internet right off the showroom floor, but now the company is offering a device that allows older Fords built from 2010 to 17 to add that same capability. It's called the Ford Pass Smart Link, and it plugs into a port under the dash and pairs with the owner's smartphone. Now, once it's set up, users can do a wide variety of things, like remotely lock and unlock the car, get alerts if the car is hit or broken into while parked, and get a whole host of data and reports on the car's performance. The device also provides a 4G Wi-Fi hotspot. Now, it's a service contract for 2 years, and it costs $17 a month, but if you want to upgrade that slightly older Ford, the SmartLink may be the solution for you.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
All right, back to where we are in terms of the world of technology. What's this new law, Victoria, that makes it legal to ignore your boss's emails?
Oh, are you going to get offended?
Yeah, I want to know about this right now.
Well, on the first day of 2017, a new law went into effect in France giving workers the legal right to avoid responding to work emails or text messages on days off or after hours after their, you know, regular scheduled 9-to-5 business hours. A new bill that's being proposed in the state of New York aims to bring the same idea to the city that never sleeps and never stops working. The bill would make it unlawful for private employers in the state of New York, which, of course, has, you know, finance, media, law, advertising. Yeah. We've got a lot of different types of businesses here in New York. Mm-hmm. It will make it illegal to require workers to check and respond to email and text messages during non-work hours. And so the reason they say is because they don't want any retaliation. It's employers and employees can communicate after hours if they want to, but they want to make sure that if on a weekend an employee doesn't respond to the boss, that the boss can't fire them and cannot to have any type of retaliation for their lack of response. So we'll see.
What do we think of that idea?
You know, I do think that there is something to this. I know that there's a pressure that so many people feel, especially in New York City where I live and work. There
is
a pressure.
Do you feel it when I email you on Sunday with an idea? Do you feel pressured? You usually come back to me like that. You can be like, of all the people that work with me, you're the one who responds fastest.
Well, thank you. I do like to be on top of that, but yeah.
Okay. So some people it's a big deal, some people I guess it depends on how well you like your job.
Right.
As much as anything else. 59 past the hour, DJV show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.